Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, Alan, we are now entering the beginning of the really hot section. And, you know, one of the things that really, I think, sort of sets off a lovely summer evening is a delicate glass of a little just slightly chilled rosé, sort of as an aperitif to kind of kick off your evening. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's a lovely wine for transitioning yourself from the workaday to the more relaxed approach we're going to be following on a summer evening. I like mine even a little bit colder than that, to tell you the truth. I don't have that much air conditioning in my house, so.
Okay.
But rosés have become very popular lately, and there's so many good choices. I tried a bunch of wines from France, some rosés from France, and had a lot of fun doing it. I'm going to put all of these on our website at wypr.org so people can look them up.
Gotcha.
These all are under $16.
That's
like
a deal.
The $14 to $16 range. Let's start with one with the English name of Whispering Angel.
Okay.
Obviously, it's marketed for this country.
Right.
Cote de Provence 2013. Lovely pale coral color. A lovely fresh nose of apple blossoms, white peaches, and a touch of yeastiness because it's such a young wine. You're mm-hmm. still getting fermentation aromas. Very fresh, very, very elegant fruit, I would say.
Interesting.
And, yeah, just a nice little wine. Technically correct. Nothing to, get real excited about. But rosés are a wine you don't really need to think about a whole lot.
How much?
These are all $14 to $16.
Okay, that's great.
So it's a pretty good deal. The next one here that I tried is Domaine de Corbillière from Touraine, 2013. There's any number of grapes that can go into a Touraine rosé, Gamay, Cab Franc, Pinot Noir, and mm-hmm. some local grapes. This one I had a feeling had some Cab Franc in it just from the kind of bitter mineral flavors that were going along with it. The color was a pale coppery pink. The aroma is very fresh with minerals, strawberries, and white peach notes. This was a big soft rosé. This had some body to it,
Okay.
and was really
so
nice.
From
just
Provence.
A touch of no, this
the,
is from the, Loire,
from Loire. Yeah,
Loire
Cab
Valley.
Franc, so that Cab Franc would be the red.
Yeah, and here's another one from down in Provence. This is called Mandrie de Perrosol, and you'll recognize the label if people go out and see it. This was perhaps quintessential French rosé. It is bone dry, but it has some good fruit to it. Totally enjoyable. It starts with a big, lovely nose of peaches, spice, and a touch of yeastiness. And on the palate, the wine shows peach, minerality, and a lemon finish. It's very agreeable, very tempting to place next to a Niçoise salad, for instance.
That sounds terrific.
Yeah, it's really nice. And again, these are all around $15, so you can't go wrong with these. Finally, one that I tried was La Mannerine Rosé from Côte de Rhône. And this was one of the fuller-bodied ones that I've had. I'm guessing there was probably some Sanceau in it.
Could be.
Yeah, and it may have had some Grenache as well because there's a touch of wildness to it. It had a bitter finish, which was the kind of thing that made me think more of an Italian approach.
Okay.
And I know that in Provence, they like to have their rosés with some fried sardines,
okay.
A plate of fries. So this would be the ideal wine for that. Kind of fun. But get out there and try some of these French rosés. They're light, they're dry, they're a lot of fun. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.